This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael,
and the Music Wizard.
Today, we might learn all about the Music Wizard, hear some instruments,
and learn all about music. Yay!
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Lassie, and then Marley and Me, and then A Dog's Journey.
But Survivor is on, and I'm still in training to win it, remember?
Master Chef is all about spaghetti tonight. Beanies!
Give it here!
No, to me!
The Music Wizard Show!
Man, I love this cartoon!
Isn't it the best?
The Music Wizard. Changing keys while he's changing the world.
We're so lucky to have a Music Wizard on Team Beanies to help us.
Sure are. Imagine if we had no Music Wizard. All our silly thoughts would be so unmusical.
Where does my poo go?
Topsy, turvy, zoo. Dab, dab, dab?
Yeah, way less fun. Hey, have you guys ever thought about how the Music Wizard became a wizard?
Oh, well, the Music Wizard and I have been friends for such a long time that I actually know this story. You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Once upon a little while ago, there was a boy called James.
Hi.
James was almost at the end of finishing big school, which meant it was time for him to go and find a job.
But what kind of job? I'm not sure what I'm good at.
But wait. We all know what the Music Wizard is good at. Music.
And not just good, he's a wizard.
But you see, the Music Wizard hadn't discovered he was a Music Wizard yet. When he was finishing big school, he was just James. On the last day of big school, James was walking through the halls when he saw a poster on the wall that said,
"Jobs fair today. Come and find out what job you should do for the rest of your life. You'll definitely know at 17, so come along and decide already."
Huh. Seems like a little much, but okay.
Wow. I need to know what job I should do for the rest of my life. I'm gonna go.
So off the Music Wizard went to the jobs fair. When he arrived, there was rows of stalls set up with people at them explaining different jobs and what's so good about each of them.
"Come be a traffic controller. It's meant to be. All the signs are there."
"Get a job today as a vegetable picker. It's got a great salary."
"Be an elevator operator. What a job. Though it does have its ups and downs."
The Music Wizard saw a stall at the end that said, "Be a professional basketballer. Try out today."
"Oh, well, maybe I could play basketball as a job,"
thought James. So off he went to basketball tryouts.
"Okay, basketball hopefuls, today we're going to show you the ins and outs of being a basketballer. Everyone grab a ball, we're going to practice some dribbling."
James grabbed a basketball and started bouncing it.
"Nice work, everyone. Now we're going to bounce it down the court and back again."
The Music Wizard started to bounce the ball and noticed the sound it made when it hit the ground.
"Hey, that sounds cool. Yeah, boom, boom."
The more James bounced it, the more it sounded like a beat.
"Boom, boom, 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 yeah, boom, 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 boom."
"Alrighty, everyone, here we go. Up and down the court. On your marks, get set, sport!"
The rest of the people at the tryout started bouncing the ball up and down the court, but James was too distracted by the cool new beat he'd just found.
James?
Boom.
James? James?
Ah, that whistle is a slightly flat G.
What you doing there, mate?"
"I'm not sure. I started bouncing, but all I could hear was music."
"Uh-huh."
As everyone started bouncing the balls back down the court towards them, he noticed they were all bouncing out of time.
"Ah, we should be bouncing on 1 and 3, everyone. See? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everyone just stared at him blankly.
"I'm not sure basketball is for you, mate. Why don't you head back into the jobs fair and give a different job a try.
Sigh. Alrighty.
So off James went back to the jobs fair to try something else. He noticed a stall that said, come and be a scientist.
Well, maybe I could be a scientist for a job,
thought James. So off he went to try out being a scientist.
Ha ha ha! Welcome everyone to my lab!
Professor Know-It-All?
That's right. James had found his way into Professor's lab.
Cool.
Today, I'm going to show you the ins and outs of being a scientist. These glass containers in front of you are called beakers.
James looked at the different beakers and test tubes in front of him.
This seems pretty cool. Maybe being a scientist would be fun.
He ran his finger around the top and it made a long, high-pitched ringing sound.
Hey!
He tried another beaker and noticed it made a different sound.
This one is lower?
Now, if we all look at the liquids we have here, you'll see that this one...
And this one over here is a bit higher.
As James ran his fingers around the top of each beaker, he started to make a tune. Soon enough, James was playing a song, just using the sounds of the glass. It was beautiful.
La la, la 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 la.
James was so entranced by his new tune, he didn't even notice the whole lab had stopped to watch him.
Now, while I see that you're having a great time there, James, we usually use these beakers for science, not music. Perhaps you should try something a bit different. Why don't you head on back to the jobs fair and see if there is something a bit more lively for you to do,
So off James went back to the jobs fair. He sighed.
Sigh. I'll never find the right job at this rate. Okay, Professor said something more lively. Perhaps something less serious and a little more, I don't know, cheerful.
Did someone say cheer?
Ah.
Come try out for cheerleading. Go, cheer, go, go, go cheer. Go, cheer, go, go.
Maybe I could be a cheerleader for a job,
thought James. So off he went to try out being a cheerleader.
All right, everyone. Today we're going to show you the ins and outs of being a cheerleader. We'll start with some chants and then we'll move on to the human pyramid. Ready? Okay.
Not ready. Not okay.
Okay. Repeat after me. Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
You're all singing different notes.
Sorry, what?
You're singing B, and I need you to sing B.
I'm not sure that matters.
Do you hear it? B, B, B.
Anyway, let's try another. Give me a B.
B.
What was that?
I sang a B, you said give me a B.
Let's move on to the human pyramid.
The group started climbing into a human pyramid, stacking on top of each other one by one, kneeling on each other's backs. Layer by layer, the pyramid formed until there was one spot left at the top.
Alrighty, James, up you go. Top of the pyramid.
Up there?
James looked at the stacks of people. Eep, it looked very tall.
If I want a job as a cheerleader, I'll have to be brave.
He slowly made his way up.
Sorry.
Watch
your
foot.
I didn't mean to...
Ow!
Sorry.
You're almost there. That's the way.
Until finally, he was at the top.
I did it. Maybe I could be a professional cheerleader after all.
Well done, squad. Now, give me a B.
B!
No, wait, that wasn't a B. You all sang a C.
James exclaimed, and as he did, a pyramid wobbled one way.
Whoa!
And the other way.
Whoa!
Until, it came toppling down.
Whoa!
James fell right from the top of the pyramid and bopped his head. Suddenly, James was in a dreamy, misty room.
Where am I?
In the distance, he could hear a tune.
What's that lovely noise?
It sounded like the ringing of beakers and the bounce, bounce, bounce of the basketballs. And they were making music. James walked towards the music, following the tune as it rang through the air. Through the twinkling haze, he saw something floating in the distance. He rubbed his eyes.
I must be dreaming. What is that?
As he got closer and closer, he realized it was a sparkling, beautiful silver flute.
Wow. That's beautiful.
James reached out his hand towards it, and as he did, the flute floated towards him, glistening through the mist. As his hand touched the silver, a beam of light appeared above him, and it hit him.
I should play the flute! Play the flute, play the flute, play the flute, play the flute, play the flute.
James? James, come back to us, James. James, are you okay?
James opened his eyes and saw Miss Cadenza, the music teacher, standing over him.
You took quite a fall from that pyramid. Are you okay?
James rubbed his head.
I guess it must have been a dream.
It sounded like an interesting dream. What was that about a flute?
A flute. It came to me through the mist. It was magical.
I didn't know you played.
I don't.
Well, I have one back in the music room. Why don't you come with me for a little sit down and we'll take a look at it.
So James and Miss Cadenza made their way to the music room. James had never been there before. He marvelled at all the instruments.
Wow. Look at this weird one. And this one. Oh, what is that?
A glockenspiel.
Cool.
Ah, here we go. Here is my flute. Why don't you give it a try?
James took the flute and felt the cool silver in his hand, just like in his dream.
Here goes nothing.
Whoa.
Whoa. And you've never played?
Never.
Miss Cadenza's eyes widened. She picked up a guitar and handed it to James.
Why don't you give this a whirl?
Miss Cadenza was stunned.
It couldn't be, could it? Well, just to be sure, why don't you sit here and give the piano a try? It's you! You're the music wizard!
The what?
The music wizard! Oh my, I've waited so many years to find you! Legend says every 100 years there would be a child so talented, so gifted at music, that he would change keys while changing the world!
And you think that's me?
Music wizard! I know it's you! Look, you're playing the glockenspiel perfectly right now!
Ah, you're right! But I was meant to find my perfect job today.
Music wizard, this can be your job. You're destined to play music forevermore.
Yay!
And so that's what he did. James played music far and wide on every instrument he could find and brought joy across the world. Eventually, he started writing his own music. Until finally, he met three best friends called the Beanies and started writing music with them. And now and forevermore, the Music Wizard shares his gifts with mini beanies everywhere.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination and make a picture in your head of
a magical flute.
How big is the flute? Is it long and heavy or little? What colour is your flute? Is it shiny and gold or purple?
What kind of sound does your flute make? A loud toot or a little whistle?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a magical flute.
It's time to hear the Music Wizard song.
Yes! Hit it!
He magics music out of thin air, casting musical spells everywhere. Playing keys and drums and strings. Did you know he also sings? Wow!
Riding on a cloud of melodies, he can sing it.
Saying this doesn't rhyme with
his head rests his magical headwear.
Oh, for goodness sake.
The Music Wizard. Playing songs to the end of our dreams. It's the Music Wizard. Writing all of our musical themes. He's a wizard. Yes, a Music Wizard. Not a lizard.
He's a Music Wizard.
A plane. How does he do it? I just can't explain.
Saying that was a little bit flat.
Yeah, it was though.
Don't worry, I'll just pitch correct that.
I do say that.
The Music Wizard. Singing songs on a mountaintop. It's the Music Wizard. Waiting for the beat to drop.
The world. Farewell, Music Wizard. Good luck.
Wow, that song's super catchy.
And super accurate. He really is changing keys while he's changing the world.
Sure is. Hey, you know when the Music Wizard gives us all those different notes in a song to sing at the same time and they sound all nice?
Uh-huh. All the high notes and the low notes. I think they're called harmonicas.
Harmonicas? I think the Music Wizard calls them harmonies.
Yeah. Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, how do those harmonies work?
I don't know. Why don't we ask
Professor Know-It-All?
Well, why don't we ask the Music Wizard?
What?
Well, Beanies, you know I love music very much.
Yeah, we came to watch you in the Professor Choir that you sing in.
You did indeed. La. But there is one person who knows even more than I do about music, and that's the Music Wizard.
The Music Wizard!
Aw, shucks, Professor.
So, Music Wizard, can you tell us how music notes go together to make beautiful chords?
Well, like you all talked about in the Sing in Harmony podcast, there are high notes.
La!
And low notes.
La!
And notes in the middle.
La!
I'm with you.
Now, sometimes, when you sing a bunch of different notes at the same time, they can sound even more wonderful.
Wow. So I can just put any notes together and they'll sound great? Quick, Laura, sing a note with me. La! Cool. Aww. It didn't really work, though.
Well, when you learn music, you start to discover which notes sound good together. Think of each note having a few little buddies that sound good with them. For example, Mim, if you sing la,
la,
and Laura sings la,
la,
and Michael sings la,
la,
you've made a chord.
La,
la,
la, la, la. Wowee!
I know, right? Those notes you just sang work together to create a beautiful harmony.
Excellent lesson, Music Wizard, and thanks for the day off. Ha ha! Bye for now, Beanies and Music Wizard.
Bye, Professor Know-It-All!
Maybe you could try to sing a chord with your friend.
or learn a new instrument.
Or listen to the Music Wizard song again.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court.
That's me!
Ah, ah, ah.